Hi, loves. Welcome to the Journey to the Soul podcast. I am your host, Jacinta Villa, a spiritual life coach and holistic health coach. Every week, we will be diving deep into all things purpose, wellness, spirituality, and creating the life that you dream of. This space is meant to be safe and transformative for you to dive into the deepest parts of yourself. I will share what I have learned from my journey along this path, years of research and mentors along the way, having spent many years living life out of alignment and afraid to go after my dreams. I know firsthand what it means to take the first step down living a life authentic to you. We are on this road of self-discovery together. It is time for you to live the life you imagined. Hello, my loves. Welcome to another episode of Journey to the Soul. I hope that your day has been off to a beautiful start so far and that you are tuning in and ready to receive today's message with maybe a cup of tea or a cup of coffee. I am really excited to open up and talk to you about what we will be discussing today, which is how the universe speaks to us. And the universe is constantly speaking to us in so many different ways. Our spirit guides are always around us, making sure that we are walking the path that is intended for us. And this is why we have our guides, and this is why we have the support that is always all around us. It is to make sure that we are growing and evolving as we are meant to, learning the lessons that we are meant to be learning as a soul, whatever those lessons are for us, or whatever experiences we're supposed to be experiencing. And this communication is really there to help us move through whatever we are going through in that moment in time. The signs that we may get are kind of like hugs that we may receive, knowing that we are safe and heard and on the right path. They really are whatever we need in that moment. And these signs can look different for all of us. But it is important to acknowledge them. They are here to tell us whether we are on the right path, or perhaps we have wandered and are no longer on the path that was intended to us. And these signs ultimately serve as a confirmation from the universe and your guides that you are exactly where they are meant to be. And I know we all love knowing that we are on the right path and knowing that we are supported. We all crave that and desire that. That makes us feel safe. And knowing that these signs come from something beyond us, from a higher power, something that is beyond what we normally see, makes them even more powerful. Because they are able to see the overall view of what we may need to experience in life. So I wanted to dive into what these signs could look like. And there's so many different ways that they can come through. And you may listen to some of these and already be familiar with perhaps one or two of these, or a few. Perhaps you have a very open aura and you're very open and receptive to receiving these messages already, or perhaps you are just learning how to have an open line of communication with your guides and with your spirit guides and with your loved ones. So let's dive in. One of the biggest ways that the universe can speak to us is communicating through other people. And these can be conversations that you may have with certain people at a certain moment in time, like very divine and synchronistic conversations. And a lot of these times, the conversations that you have are divinely timed to whatever you need to hear. And this could look like having a conversation with someone may have opened your perspective to something completely different that you may not have been so open about before. It expanded you in some way to another way of thinking, or you were perhaps discussing something that you had been pondering about for some time now, but hadn't said it out loud to anyone. And it came up in conversation with a random stranger that you meet. And what they say is a confirmation of what you were thinking. These are just some examples of what that communication can look like when it comes through an avenue of other people. And a lot of people will call these things coincidences, that the conversation that you had with that stranger was a coincidence, or that the conversation you had with your friend and whatever was said was simply a coincidence. Carl Jung actually called these things synchronicities, and I really love this term of synchronicities because it adds another level of depth to these experiences. And synchronicities happen when our guides or our intuition wants to send us a message. This is how they would do that. Then these occurrences will happen. And something that we should know, my loves, is that nothing is random. Everything is constantly happening for a reason. That conversation that you had with your friend or with a stranger was fate. And synchronicities are so beautiful because it is like you having an open conversation and dialogue with your guides, with your highest self, whoever is trying to communicate with you. And the more we open up to the magic that is always trying to speak to us, that is constantly around us, we begin to receive more and more of these messages, more guidance, more support. Another beautiful way that we can get signs is through angel numbers. And these are number sequences that contain some kind of repetition. That could be 1111, seeing 333 on the clock, or 222, 444. It can be wherever you see a number sequence on a receipt, your car meter, randomly on a website. It can be multiple sequences that you may see, and these sequences tend to be specific to us. All angel numbers have their own frequency and their own message. Many of the meanings can be derived from numerology and looking at the individual numbers you are seeing. So, for example, if you were seeing 1111, you could look at what the energy of the one means. And what does the energy of the one mean by four? Or if you're seeing 1212, looking again at the energy of the one and the energy of the two. It can also be a number sequence that is something completely special to you. And may not be repeating numbers, but it could be 1234, 1275, something that has meaning to you. And you give it meaning in some shape or form. And whenever you see it, you know what is being communicated to you. So, for example, let's take the 1234. Maybe every time you see the number 1234, you're constantly thinking about perhaps how unkind you can be to yourself. And every time you see that number, those are the thoughts that are in your mind is, I could be kinder to myself. Or it could be to trust in the unfolding of your life. And every time you see that number, it's about surrendering. It can be to be more confident in your abilities. And again, this is very special to each of us. It has nothing to do with the numerological sequences or their meanings, but rather something that is given meaning by you. I will link in the show notes some of the most common angel numbers and their meanings if there is one that has been coming through to you. And if you're interested in seeing what it means from a numerology perspective, you can dive into it more. Dreams are another way that our guides and spirit comes through to us. When we dream, we are open and receptive. We have less inhibitions that are cutting us off from our wisdom. Dreams are so powerful in helping us see messages more clearly that we would otherwise not see. It creates that separateness from our day-to-day life and the thoughts and the experiences that may separate us from the magic and communication that is always around us. So it really lets us see the messages more clearly. And I'm sure you know of people who can have very vivid dreams. People that have dreams that can predict something in their life may happen or someone else's life. Dreams are also when we work through things that we haven't been able to work through on the physical plane. It's another way that we learn lessons and work through different experiences that we may have a hard time working through on the physical plane. If you do dream, I would love if you start to take note of what in particular you remember when you wake up. You can make a practice out of this and practice writing down your dreams upon waking and just writing stream of consciousness in a journal, not overthinking it, and seeing what comes up and referencing to that. I would love to do this. I know I dream because we all do, but I rarely remember my dreams. And when I do remember them, they are so vivid and lifelike and are typically just very powerful. But I would love to be able to remember my dreams every day and really dive deeper into that because they truly contain so much wisdom. It's another form of communication. It's another place that we go and receive support and guidance. When the universe is speaking to us, it can start as a whisper. This can feel like a small inclination. And a lot of the times, we may not be ready to receive that message in that moment. And this could be because we are focusing our energy on other things. We feel like the whisper may stay there and we can come back to it when the time permits. There's a lot of things that inhibit us from focusing on those whispers, those inclinations, those smaller messages that we may receive. But the universe wants to make sure that we are on our right path. So it may resort to communicating with us in more bigger ways. This can be near-death experiences or being diagnosed with an illness, as an example. This isn't something that just happens from one day to another. It is something that happens over a period of time. This happens over a period of us choosing not to focus on the whispers and the signs and the messages that we have been getting. So this is what the universe resorts to. This is the only way that it can force you to stop and to focus on what's in front of you, for it to say, hey, I'm talking to you, but this message that it's been trying to communicate with you doesn't change. Perhaps you get diagnosed with an illness, so you finally learn to take care of your body. And you could have felt these whispers before, these thoughts that kept coming into your mind about the food you were eating and the lack of sleep that you were getting over the last couple of years. Or you may lose a loved one, so you could start prioritizing the people in your life that you love and value. You could get out of a relationship with a long-term partner so you can focus on yourself for the first time in your life. So much of the time, these very big things that can shake us are really just opportunities. We may have been refusing the message for so long because fear inhibits us. We think that we have time to address what is being presented to us, but we keep putting it on hold. And then we begin to notice that walking our current path feels harder and harder. It's not as easeful as it once was. More challenges keep showing up in your life. More things to shake us. Again, these are signs. The resistance is showing you something. It doesn't need to be drastic, my loves. The communication and signs are always there. They are always around us. And it is up to us to choose to listen and honor them, to take them in. If they are pointing us to let go of something, to let it go. If they are pointing us to a new direction in life, to walk that direction, even if it is scary or uncomfortable. If it requires us to do something that we have never done before in our lives, to bravely walk that way. Be open. You are supported. The clarity and support that you seek is all around you at any moment in time. All you have to do is ask. All you have to do is take a look at what's in front of you. I hope that this message comes to you at a divine time. I will talk to you all in my next episode. Lots of love. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode and share this message with any friends and family. I'd love to hear your takeaways, so share them with me by leaving a comment below or heading over to my Instagram @JacindaMarie. I am sending you all so much love.